As the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on today. And let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you, for you are a faithful God. You are a loving God. You never fail us, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Father God, I thank you for what you're about to do upon this line. Lord God, I ask that you will heal, deliver, and set the captive free. But most of all, I ask that you will continue to have thine own way. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. And let everyone say amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on today, could you turn them to the book of Psalm, the 30th division and the 5th verse. That's the book of Psalm, 30th division, 5th verse. And I will be reading from the New King James Version. And it's reading, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic is, what you can't see. If you add up the negative things in your past, at times the negative is much heavier than the positive. You will begin to pull towards the negative because you see there is no hope or the situation isn't going to get better. So you begin to pull towards the negative because you are comfortable with the disappointments and you are allowing the devil to speak to you, telling you you will never accomplish anything, or the situation will not get any better, or your healing is not going to come, or the deliverance will not come, or the house or the car or the business you have asked God for will not come. He's saying you have been believing God for years and it still hasn't came to pass. This is the enemy talking to you. People of God, stop allowing the devil to take up residence in your mind. When he speaks to you, that's when unbelief settles in your mind because you are believing everything he says. And God cannot move in the midst of unbelief. People of God, speak the word. Say what God says about you. And say what God said you can have. It is so easy to look back at the sickness, at your health problems, at the deliverance, at the problems you have, at the loss you done went through, at the setback. And when you see all of this, you get discouraged and you lose your passion. You lose your hope to believe. Your faith gets weakened. But the problem is, you are only looking at your history of negative things. What you can't see is what God has in your future. Oh my God, to thee. You can't see that God is working behind the scenes because you're so filled with discouragement and with unbelief until you come to a point, God, it is what it is. You come to the point to where you say, God, if you move, you'll move. If not, so be it. But God does not want you to get to that point in your life. He still wants you to believe him for the impossible. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So people of God, as we go through things, God told us how to handle the bumps in the road and the mess in the middle to get to our expected end. It's simple. We just got to pray. We have to fast. We have to study his word. But most of all, we got to believe his word and we got to praise. See, it's natural for us to go through, but how do we handle the mess in the middle? The Holy Ghost just told us how to handle all of the setbacks, the disappointments. Because first of all, you got to get yourself out the way. Because when your emotions override your spirit, come on here, somebody, you're going to believe and you're going to act on your emotions. And you is not even going to hear what the Spirit is saying. Come on here, somebody. I want you to get this. Because God said, weeping may endure for a night, but your joy is coming. But in the midst of your weeping, my God, you got to do something in order for your joy to come quicker, my God, to thee. So you got to pray. You got to seek the face of God. You got to fast. You got to study his word. But most of all, you have to praise him. Even in the midst of you going through, while you praising God, you are bringing the deliverance into your atmosphere to God. I am worshiping you. I am praising you for you to come and deliver me. I believe you. People of God, everything you going through, it was already predestined. God already knew what you was going through, how you was going to act in the middle of what you was going through, and the reaction while you was going through it. He know all, nothing is new to God under the sun. It was predestined. But how you handle it will bring you out quicker. He wouldn't allow the difficulties that you're facing. He was not going to leave you in deficit. He was not going to leave you there without giving you the strategic way to come out of it. I know there are times when you get comfortable in your comfort zone, because many people have a comfort zone because they are afraid to step out of the norm, to step out of on faith, or to step out of the box, because you don't know what you landing on. Once you come out, you don't know what your feet are going to be set up on. Faith without works is dead. You got to get up. You got to do something. Step out of the box. There are things in your future that God, listen well, has ordained for you. There is ministry, promotion, healing, divine connections, and so much more waiting on you. But the joy that is coming is going to outweigh the disappointment that you face, the pain that you have endured, and the loss that you have suffered. My God, you can't become all you were created to be without opposition. You cannot become all you were created to be without opposition. People who do you wrong, times when it looks like you're done and you want to give up, without a test, people of God, you can't have a testimony. Without a mess, you can't have a message. But the way to endure is to keep reminding yourself that what God has in your future is not just going to make up for what you've been through, but he's going to bring you out more fulfilled, more rewarded than you've ever been. What you're going through is not only going to benefit you, it's going to benefit someone else. Listen to me well. You have to see yourself blessed. You have to see yourself healed. You have to see yourself delivered. You have to see that child coming off of drugs, so saved. You have to see what God has promised you. You have to see it. You have to see yourself walking in wealth and riches. You have to see yourself blessed beyond measure. Don't settle for anything less. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, thank you that in times when the negatives are much heavier than the positives, we can know that it's only for a night, for a chapter of our history. Father God, thank you for your promise of joy that is coming. Spirit of the living God, we believe that you will always bring us through better than ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Remember, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, joy will come in the morning. Praise God for your joy. Well, we are in revival on this week at Trinity Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. And the theme is For Your Glory, based on 1 Corinthians 10 and 31. So whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. Tonight, we have Evangelist Shanita Webb of the Cornerstone Apostolic Church, a dynamic woman of God from Macomb, Mississippi. Tomorrow night, Saturday night, February the 18th, we have Pastor Geneva Roberson of the Open Door Fellowship Worldwide Ministry, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And to finish the night off, Sunday night, February the 19th,